like to make sure that we're not overlooking something here, Charlie.
That's why I'd like to go on down to that black rock down there, John.
You really got your eye on, I tell.
Big one.
Yeah. Okay, here's a small secondary up here on top of the, rim. It's about a meter across, about a meter deep, and it has either angular, very angular black glass or part of this black rock in total, and they must be 4 or 5 centimeters across in there, and I'll get one or two of those babies.
Hey, John, can I get a bag from you?
Sir. Took my Noman. You'll have to get the Shatta for scaling, Houston.
Here you go.
Okay.
Hey, Tony, I picked up that white,
I get it for you.
Thank you. That white shocked rock, it's broken too. There are two pieces of it. Partially documented, a befores anyway, in 384.
Okay, back 384.
Yeah, I'm going back and get some bags.
I got Charlie's shovel for scale for the befores. You can almost get local vertical on the shovel because you have to balance it before it'll stand up.
Okay. Okay, Charlie, did you bring the 500 millimeter back with you?
See me coming?
No, we're pointing over to John.
Oh, okay. Hey, y'all must be really zoomed in then.
We sure are.
Think to the left of him. Any bags fall off anywhere, did you?
No, we didn't see them.
Your big eye?
Dave?
That,
there we've got you, Charlie.
So that rock is dust covered. It appears to be a really black blast. It's going into 385.
Okay, 385.
Believe it. What a spectacular view. Looking back to the east and to the south, Tony. See Baby Ray way on past Kennesaw, where there's a bright, fresh crater down there on its flank. Okay, I need to get some more bags, but I don't have a hold of them.
What really attracted me to this rock, even though it's dust covered, Houston, is the fact that, it's has right angles to it. It did before I picked it up.
All right, remember those blocks up at Nevada Test Site up on the rim? They broke at right angles too.
Next one is going in, it is so dust covered after I picked it up and dropped it in the dirt, I can't describe it to you, other than to say it's dust covered. It's going into bag 386.
Okay, 386.
Okay, Tony, the 500 is complete. What do you want me to do now?
Just go back and sample. We'd like big boulder samples and look for that. Well, I guess we're just boulder sampling now.
Okay. I'd like to go up to the southwest around the rim the other direction from John and try my hand at these large white rocks.
Darley, you want to drive the... I don't think we can drive the rover over to here.
No, I agree. That's not very much. I was just going to go up here a little bit, John, and do some flight line stereo of this 3-meter block up here. Tony, some of these places are rocks are glass covered. They're all fractured. Very beat up looking.
That's fine, Charlie, if you want to go down that way.
Okay, I'm going,
If you're going to boulder stamp, Charlie, I better come and help you.
No, I'm just going to whack up. I'm not going to really do the true thing. I'll be down there to help you in a minute.
Now, you want to go down to this big boulder down here?
I'd like to in a minute. I wanted to make sure we get this, whatever this is up here on these white rocks. I think you probably have it, but...
John, how far away is that big boulder?
It is about, near as I can tell, but the rocks around it are really something else. That's the problem, is trackability up to it.
If you think it can work up there, that sounds like an awful good place to work. Charlie, you just dropped your bags.
I know, it's empty. Didn't have a thing on it. There's an old glassy rock, Tony, that a glass coated. Anyway, that went into 415.
Okay, 415.
And it was Hackley looking on the surface. That's why I stopped to get it.
Okay.
Apparently, we could probably get a pretty good cross-section up here with just a rake sample.
Yeah, I agree. Like, here's a little crater right there that was had uncovered some...
Okay, if you see any class or anything in it, a close-up might look good.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Boy, it is hot out here today, I'll tell you.
You want to give me a hand with this rig sample, Charlie, or want me?
Yeah, if you can stand by just a minute, John.
Charlie, describe this boulder right here to you. Describe this one with the black streak running through it.
No.
Boy, that is absolutely beautiful. It has a black fracture pattern running right through the middle of it. It's about six. It looks like a Sudbury breccia, and that's the truth. I can't believe it.
Good, maybe we can get some of that. And Charlie, while you're up at that boulder, if you could get some of that fillet as well as the boulder.
Okay, I don't have anything to fill it with, but we'll see.
Okay.
Be advised that just drop the bag.
Roger, we saw.